Leviticus chapter 20. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Again, you shall say to the children of Israel, Whosoever he is of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that travel in Israel, that gives any of his seed to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones, and I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed to Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives of his seed to Molech and does not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul that turns after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yahweh which sanctify you. For everyone that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. And the man that commits adultery with another man's wife, even he that commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man also lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lies with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the beast. And if a woman approach to any beast and lie down with it, you shall kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he has discovered her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood. Both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, for he uncovers his near kin. They shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land where I bring you to dwell in spew you not out. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out from in front of you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I hated them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land that flows with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and you shall not make your souls abominable by beast, nor by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creeps upon the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, For I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. A man also, or woman, that has a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. End of chapter.